T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Democrats and White House representatives have been talking about a pandemic relief bill. We have the story.
City council members are planning to extend the Wichita mask order. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Top Kansas lawmaker tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms were underway this morning across parts of south central Kansas. How long will they last, and how hot do we get this weekend? Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
White House representatives and the two leading Democrats in Congress met Thursday night at the Capitol, negotiating a second coronavirus stimulus bill. Concluding about 3 hours of talks, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters he saw little progress toward a deal.
We're very disappointed in the meeting, but we urge our Republican colleagues to come back and continue to negotiate. A few times it looked like they weren't going to do that, and we urge them to do it.
President Trump promised to use executive orders if lawmakers fail to reach consensus by today on a massive stimulus package.
Wichita's mayor says you should be prepared to use your face mask a while longer.
The mask order enacted on July 3rd and was set to expire on August 11th. However, the county order is set to expire on August 9th. While citizens are expected to follow the county order, Mayor Whipple said at his Thursday briefing it's better for the city to have its own.
By extending it, even though the county's order will also include us in it, when we have our own ordinance, we have more opportunities for enforcing it. So we have a little more control over it.
Whipple says city leaders are in talks with county commissioners to better align the mask order. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A top Republican Kansas lawmaker was hospitalized last month after testing positive for the coronavirus and did not disclose it to colleagues until this week. The state's Democratic Governor Laura Kelly declared Thursday that she'll get tested because the two of them attended a meeting together after he was hospitalized. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. is the highest-ranking official in Kansas known to have been infected. Reichman notified fellow Republicans in the Kansas House in a letter after Tuesday's primary election. Said he had a doctor's clearance to attend a state House meeting July 29th with Kelly and other top lawmakers. She called the action reckless and dangerous.
The National Rifle Association facing a challenge after the New York Attorney General announced she's suing the organization. Fox's David Spunt with details.
The New York Attorney General Letitia James called out specific members of the NRA, perhaps the best known name on that list, Executive Director Wayne LaPierre. He said in part, this is an unconstitutional, premeditated attack aiming to dismantle and destroy the NRA. The fiercest defender of America's freedom at the ballot box for decades. The NRA is well-governed, financially solvent, and committed to good governance. We're ready for the fight. Bring it on.
The lawsuit comes after an extensive investigation, which New York Attorney General James says points to years of fraud and abuse by the NRA.
Police say a 6-year-old boy was seriously injured when he was shot at a home in Lawrence, Kansas. Police found the boy suffering from a gunshot wound Wednesday night, and the boy was in critical but stable condition at Lawrence Area Hospital Thursday. Police spokesman Patrick Compton said the shooting remains under investigation, but police do not currently believe foul play was involved. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Our daily check-in with Kansas City Chiefs training camp is on the way with play-by-play voice Mitch Holtis coming up in sports.
Vice President Mike Pence has been criticizing Chief Justice John Roberts. What's that all about? Story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Of course, this summer, Wichita is celebrating its sesquicentennial. Eric Kale, director of the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum, he tells KNSS News one of the signers of the city's charter 150 years ago was a woman who operated a laundry.
Catherine McCarty is famous for being the only woman to sign the charter. And along with one African-American gentleman, Richard Robinson, and then 122 others.
Mrs. McCarty's son would change his name to William Bonney and gain fame as Billy the Kid in New Mexico. Eric Kale is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
While some cities pursue the reduction of the police force, many officers are already thinking about quitting. Fox's Mike Tobin with more in Chicago.
Following the siege and surrender of Minneapolis' 3rd Precinct and subsequent burning of the city, one lawyer says more than 20% of the force has started the process of applying for permanent disability. Most of the cases are for post-traumatic stress. Attorney Ron Muser says the community turned hostile and abandonment by city leaders are contributing factors. Recent events were a breaking point for many, but Becky, who didn't want to use her full name, is married to a Minneapolis cop. For years, she has dealt with his nightmares, anxiety, obsessive preparedness, and sleep problems. In Chicago, 4 officers have been shot in just the past week. Less than 3 weeks ago, officers were ambushed with fireworks, bottles, and spears while guarding a Christopher Columbus statue.
A Gallup poll says 61% of Black Americans want to maintain the level of police presence in their areas.
Vice President Mike Pence has been criticizing Chief Justice John Roberts. Fox's Kristen Fisher has more.
Vice President Mike Pence venting his frustration with Chief Justice John Roberts for siding with the Supreme Court's liberal justices in a string of recent defeats for the Trump administration. From upholding the DACA program for undocumented immigrants to extending protections to LGBTQ workers. The Chief Justice also ruled against a church in Nevada fighting for more than 50 people to attend services in the middle of the pandemic. And he struck down a Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at local hospitals. So far, the Chief Justice has not responded to the vice president's criticism, nor did he react when President Trump called his 2012 decision to uphold Obamacare disgraceful.
Roberts was appointed to the Supreme Court by former President George W. Bush in 2005. KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning.
We're getting some reports of some small storms and some rainfall here in the Wichita area. So just kind of a reminder out there, that's a traffic hazard. I'm not sure how many people are seeing it out there, but seeing some reports of it coming in. So watch out for adverse traffic conditions there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
You could see a slick spot somewhere. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now. KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We had a few thunderstorms in and around Wichita early on. Those were moving to the east-northeast. And as we go throughout the day, we clear off and heat up with a high 94. Winds will gust out of the southeast as high as 30 miles per hour today. Tonight, breezy and 75, 98 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now reports of some scattered light rain, 74 degrees, and we have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning. You can listen online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. And you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. A lot of ways that you can listen to Stephen 10 and Wichita's number one
talk. Of course.
Yeah. And, of course, one of the great things about KNSS, there's so many great things. One of the really great things is that the Kansas City Chiefs games are here, right here. We're the home of the
right.
Chiefs.
So but glad to be.
Glad to be. You bet.
The home of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, it's great every day in the month of August to visit with the play-by-play voice of those Chiefs, Mitch Holtus, live from training camp, brought to you by American Ag Credit. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore, and good morning, Stephen. It's not every day I'm on the air with two Marconi Award winners, number one rated show on the planet, and representing the world champion. So it's kind of a big day for me.
Bless your heart. It really is.
Yeah, thanks. God bless your producers that have to put up with you two jokers. So God bless those guys. But, yeah, we actually we did a live piece on Facebook yesterday, Facebook Live and YouTube Live on the Chiefs YouTube and Facebook channels from the facility. It was great. Very cathartic. We had some technical issues, but able to give some semblance of normalcy as we get closer to football.
And, you know, weather, too. It's been a pretty mild week, but we're going to get back into more summer-type stuff. How is everybody's conditioning holding up?
Well, actually, really good, and you're right. It was a perfect week in this acclimation period. It's a this 10-day acclimation period. The Chiefs are right in the middle of it, which they're doing some very intensive workouts, but they're precluded from going inside. Their indoor facility isn't air-conditioned anyway, so being out in the heat. Now, Andy Reid has always gone early in the morning with the most strenuous stuff and has for 8 years. But as the humidity and heat goes up, even their walkthroughs are outside, and their walkthroughs are just, I mean, they're not just walking through. It's a misnomer. There's some jogging. So it'll feel like training camp for sure these next several days.
Yesterday you told us you were going to talk a little bit about, I think, about defense today, wasn't it, Ted? He was going to talk about some defensive points today. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Chavarius Ward is interesting. I mean, Steve, here's the thing. Chiefs opponents are looking for chinks in the armor, and they're looking for anything they can find. The prevailing thought outside the Chiefs' kingdom is that the weakness of the team is at cornerback on defense. Now, Rashad Breeland had an arrest in the offseason early in the spring in South Carolina. He's with the team. He's working out. But there could be a suspension coming. Not sure. There could. So that would take, and Breeland had an interception in the Super Bowl and played really good. But Charvarius Ward is the other starting corner. Undrafted out of Middle Tennessee State. Wasn't drafted. He goes to the Cowboys. But the Chiefs made a trade for him at the beginning of 2018, discarding a backup offensive lineman to get Ward. And at the time, it seemed like a reach. Well, it's an arguable point, but really, Charvarius Ward was probably the most consistent cornerback the Chiefs had throughout last year. So the next step everybody's asking is, can Ward go to be a shutdown corner, to go from an undrafted player to being a premier player, much like Chris Harris, the former KU Jayhawk, has done throughout his career? The next step, guys, is Charvarius Ward turning into a ball hawk, not just a consistent coverage player.
So that's one of my biggest things, like getting the ball, this year, like as far as interceptions, scripting the ball, ripping the ball, all of that. Instead of batting the ball down this year, I'm going over two hands trying to hop on the ball, get interceptions, just trying to make turnovers, get the ball back to Pat, Tyreek, and Sammy, and Travis, and all those guys, so they can score more points. So that's one of my key areas of focus this year, turnovers.
And like you pointed out, Mitch, there are guys that go undrafted that find their way into this league and find a way onto a roster and become a premier player that necessarily wasn't on the draft page before they got to the league.
And you guys both brought it up throughout the week. That's where this COVID weird situation will limit those guys for the 2020 season, because they're not going to get as much of a chance because they had no summer to get repetitions and they had no preseason games. So the less of a chance for the undrafted free agent rookies to shine, although some will pop out of the clouds, they always do. But then when some pop out of the clouds like Charvarius Ward, they become really good corners. Right now he's a really good corner. But can a really good corner become great? I'm going to get into this next week even more about where the Chiefs, I think, could be even better in 2020 than they were in 2019. And a lot of it has to do with a defense that becomes a ball-hawking, take-the-ball-away defense. Ward's been consistent, you guys, but in 29 games, he's only had two interceptions and one forced fumble. And he did have 7 holding calls last year defensively. That led the league. But almost all of those guys were in the first half of the season. In the playoffs, 0 penalties for Charvarius Ward of any kind, and he was going up against some dudes.
Mitch, let's talk about that just a little bit. You're playing – the corner position is such that you're playing defense. The guy who's coming at you is really quick. He knows where he's going. He knows where he's going to cut, where he's going to go to the ball. You don't. You have to play – you have to be so quick on your reactions on corner. It's got to be incredible.
Well, we talk about Greg Reno all the time, but he tries to assimilate that when Kelly, his wife's running sprints.
Yeah.
While she's choring. But here's your point, to be serious. Let's say you line up, or Ted lines up a wide receiver, and I'm covering you, and you're a 4.3. You're running a 4.3 40. I mean, that's Olympic speed, okay? I have to run backwards at 4.3?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And the great ones in the league have this combination. They have to be incredibly technique sound. And I have to be quick, obviously, or I can't play. I have to be fast. I have the mentality of a fighter pilot. I call the cornerbacks in the National Football League the fighter pilots in the NFL. They are the Tuskegee Airmen. They're the Red Tails flying the P-51 Mustangs late in World War II, protecting those bombing runs over Germany. Because they've got to be that mentality. You get beat for a big play,
just like Tavarius Ward got beat for a touchdown against the Houston Texans to start the game. And you're like, uh-oh. Nothing. He gave up nothing else, basically, the rest of the playoff run, including the Super Bowl. So you have to forget. You have to learn the technique. You have to be a incredible athlete. And then you have to be physical enough. That's the good thing about Ward. He was the fourth leading tackler on the team. Some corners, Marcus Peters, Deion Sanders type, are phenomenal athletes that will intercept passes and just wreck your world. But if you're running the ball at them, like, you know what? You guys tackle him. I'm going to wait for the pass. Tavarius Ward had 74 tackles last year, and that was fourth on the team. So he's a fearless dude. He's got all of the – he's checking all the boxes. It's just a matter of him now becoming a guy who does become the ball hawk, not just a steady Freddy guy on the outside. All of a sudden, he's going the other way. Now, let's talk about how history could have changed for Tavarius Ward and him being an all-time hero. Think about who made the interception in the 2018 AFC Championship game that would have sealed the Chiefs' run to Super Bowl 53 against Tom Brady and the Patriots. It was Tavarius Ward. He would have been a hero for all time. Whoops, offside D Ford. Now,
I remember that.
Can Ward make that play again? Because that's the next step for Tavarius.
You got to have so much confidence. If you go for an interception and you don't get it, you paid the price because somebody's going to go for six on something like that. If you don't make it,
yeah. You're rolling the dice there, and most coaches that drives them crazy because they'd rather have you. Here's the scheme: do what you're supposed to do. Now here's the next level. This is what I'm trying to talk about with Tavarius. The next level is doing what you're supposed to do. Stay within the scheme, and oop, you strike like a snake, and enter the honey badger. We heard from him earlier in the week, but this is where a corner also studies who he's up against. They study the tape and watch the moves. They know the move, counter move, the routes. Oh, they're in three wide. Well, that reduces the routes for these three guys based on my study to five different things. And if I see the inside receiver do this, that means the second receiver is going to do that. That's where the honey badger deked Oakland into an interception where he showed Derek Carr, I know your progressions. Here's one. Oh, look, I'm covering Steve, but I know you're going to Ted next. Ooh, and I over-intercepted it. That's the next step for Ward. If he can study to that level and understand at that level, and that's when you become great. And a great corner is like a great starting pitcher in baseball. Hang on to him and put him in a safe deposit box.
Our daily chats with Mitch Holthus from Kansas City Chiefs training camp. We do it for 4 weeks in August. We're already done with our first week. How did that happen?
I have no idea, brother, but it's zooming by. But there's so many encouraging signs that we're going to have football. Just got to keep everybody staying in the protocol. All
right. Any big plans for the Chiefs this weekend? What does the weekend look like?
Work. It's work.
Yeah.
They're going at it. In fact, I'm glad you brought it up. And just let me shamelessly plug this because it's not opposite your show, so we're not going to take your audience. A Facebook Live and YouTube Live on 1:30 Sunday afternoon. So we will do – there's no preseason games for people to watch or listen to, but there will be these. And these are going to be live. We'll be on for half hour to an hour and basically trying to tell you what's going on. But they're two full days of work, so the weekend's going to feel like any other day.
Sweet. You're now my social media go-to guy.
Hey, I'll tug my ear for you. When you see me tug my ear on the set, that means, hey, Theodore, what's up, dog?
All right. All right. Cyber Mitch.
Have a good weekend. We'll check in with you Monday. Thank you, Mitch.
All right, guys.
Theodore.
722, guys. Thank you. Keep it up for the Hannity Morning Minute coming your way on KNSS. Sean talks about peace through strength. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.